Holding Klal Dalid, finishing Sif Yud Aleph, which in my volume it's page Kuf Yud, and the Chofetz Chaim said that if a person is thinking of hiring somebody or going into a partnership or doing a shidduch with someone, then he's allowed to and he's actually obligated to look into the matter to see whether this is something which is a good idea or not a good idea. And he's allowed to ask the person for negative information about the person. And there is no isav lashon hara because he's asking not because he wants to degrade that person, but rather he's doing it because he wants to avoid a problem later. And the person who's answering also is allowed to answer because he's also doing it for a toelis. And since he's doing it for a purpose, so therefore it's permitted for him to answer also because he's also doing it in order to protect the questioner from falling into a bad idea, a bad shidduch, or a bad partnership, or hiring a person who shoplifts or whatever. So the Chofetz Chaim, first of all, gives us a warning. And he says in the Haggah, underneath, and he says, Od tzarich lizahar ma'od. You have to be very careful, even though sometimes we think this would be a very good idea. But he says you have to be very careful. Shelo yidrosh es mehuso v'inyono etzel mishu mishayer shusono. That you have to be careful not to ask information from somebody who you know doesn't like that person. Now, you want to know information about Reuven. As far as a worker is concerned, so you're going to go speak to Shimon. You know Shimon doesn't like Reuven. So you say, this is a good idea. If anybody knows dirt about Reuven, it's probably Shimon knows it. So I think I should ask Shimon. So you're not allowed to ask Shimon. Rafila inen esine gemura. And even if Shimon doesn't really hate Reuven. Rak shigam hu baisa umna, so baisa esik. He's in the same business as him. So of course he doesn't mind. He believes, of course, Parnassus is from the British Leilam. And he doesn't even think about not about the other person in any negative way. But nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim was afraid. Ki yadua b'minaseinu rabim shekol umen soine b'nei unasei. That any worker doesn't exactly have a love for those who are in the same business as he is. Ki mavach lo yavalo shum tuelis mizeh deragalu l'shaka l'gamri olafochus l'gazim. Esadava machmas unasei. Besides from the fact that you're not really going to get true information. Because a person who doesn't like Reuven is either going to lie or he'll exaggerate. So you're not getting accurate information. Also, he's going to bring the other person to say Lashon Hara. Because the reason why he finally finds an outlet to finally spill the beans about Reuven is because he doesn't like Reuven. Hagam shiyoy milcha b'fiv shetshuvasi einu machmasina rakshali yuchaliros b'roa shigiyucha yidezeh. It's not because chas v'shalom that I don't like this guy who's in business competes with me. I just want to save you because I know that it would be just terrible business idea for you to hire that person or to go in with that person. So he says, I will believe lo ken yachsha, but in his heart, that's not what he's really thinking. So therefore, even when you ask for information, even though, you know, you really have a yetzer hara to ask somebody who doesn't like him, because this way you'll get all the dirt, nevertheless, lemaisi, you're not allowed to. A, because then it's not called a toelis, because you don't get accurate information, so that's not a toelis. And B, that person is going to be over lashon hara, because he's not doing it to help you. He's doing it because he wants to unload his hatred or discomfort with Reuven. And then the Chofetz Chaim has an interesting shaila. The Chofetz Chaim says, don't just go over to the person and say, how do you like Reuven? And then the guy is going to say, well, he's pretty good, but he's a little bit dishonest, and he does a little shoplifting, and you know that he was hired by this person. And at the end of the day, there was always $10 to $20 missing from the cash register. So that would be Lashon Hara, because that guy is saying something negative for no purpose. So the Chofetz Chaim says, you have to tell the person, I'm asking you because I want to know whether I should hire this person. Therefore, if now he knows that's the toelis, so then he's saying it for toelis. So the Chofetz Chaim wants to know, let's say, Lemaisa, I asked him, I didn't tell him it's because I'm thinking of hiring him from a job. I didn't think like that. The reason why I asked him is because, that's why, my real reason is, but I didn't tell him that. And this guy thought, well, who, this guy, he's got a beard. He's asking me about Reuven. I'm going to really spill the beans. I'll tell him the truth about Reuven. And he tells him that he's a shoplifter and he's the kind of guy, I would never want to do business with a guy like that. I'd never hire such a guy. So that person seemingly is saying Lashon Hara. But Lamaisa, what he said was beneficial and protected me. So did he do an Aveira or did he not do an Aveira? So in other words, we know that there's a principle that the Gemara we learn out from Sukkim, that if let's say a person picks up a piece of meat and he thinks it's trefa meat, but nevertheless, I'm hungry, so he eats it. But it turned out, Lamaisa, Nebuch, for him, it was really kosher meat. So does he get an Aveira now or not? Because Lamaisa, he thought that he's going against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's eating trefa meat. But Lamaisa, he didn't. He ate kosher meat. So does he get punished or not? So that's a Gemara that he's going to get punished, not because he ate trefa meat, because he didn't eat trefa meat. But you thought you're doing an Aveira, so there's going to be a punishment. Whatever level it is, it's a level 2B Aveira. I don't know the level. But whatever it is, it's not the Aveira of eating treif, but it's an Aveira 2B, level 2B Aveira. So what happens in this case when a person says, Reuven, forget about him. He's a ganef, he's a this. So that person seemed to be thought that he's saying Lashon Hara, because he didn't think he has any hetter to say it, because I didn't tell him because I want to hire him. So now, did that person do an Aveira of Lashon Hara? He definitely thought he's doing an Aveira. He's doing something that if you ask him, if you'd ask a shayla, he knows he's not allowed to say what he's saying. Because I didn't tell you that I'm doing it because I want to hire him. So did he do an Aveira? Or do we say no? That he didn't do an Aveira. Lamaisa, he helped me. There was a Toelis. And if there's a Toelis, if he would have known that I'm asking for that reason, he would have been permitted to say it. Now that he did say it. So this is a question, really, that a Yid from Raden, his name is Rishomer HaKoyen, who wrote a Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he really has this shaila. So the Chavetz Chaim, if we look in Mem Vav, in the Ber Maim Chaim Mem Vav, he says, so the Chavetz Chaim said, and if you don't tell him, he gets an Aveira, because he was not intending to help you. He was doing it because he just wanted to unload on Reuven. So he says, V'hareze doime, so what it'll be comparable, L'niskav and lechel bosa chazir, v'olib yada bosa tle. He thought he's eating treif and meat, and it turned out it was kosher. Da'amrin ben nazir, the tzarech kapara. It's an Aveira, and he still needs kapara. He needs atonement for that. He says, "V'gam al zeh shaych lifnei iver k'namash b'kedushin," and even to cause him to do something which he thinks is an aveira, also yoyev lifnei iver. So that's one thing. So he says, "Lemaisa, at least it's that." Then he says, "V'oidnu chaloyma b'pshitus," but it could be it's even worse than that. "Dezeh mikra olav yada basachazir." If you are bashmutzing Reuven, and even though it turned out it was a toelis, you taka asked because you wanted to know. You really asked because you wanted to know whether you should go in business, and he helped you out, and it was a toelis. Still, he says it's an aveira. Shundemashman become a mekaymes de binyanim kaelu toli hoike bekavona. The aveira is defined by what your intent is. Notice the aveira of eating treif is not defined by your intent to eat treif. The aveira of treif is if you eat treif. You don't eat treif. You didn't do the aveira of treif. What did you do? You went against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said don't, and you were going to do it anyway. So you get punished because you were going to do something, and you were ready, and you actually did something which you thought was an Aveira. But Lashon Hara is not dependent on that. Lashon Hara is dependent. Do you have a negative intent here? Are you meaning to bashmutz a person? So if you mean to bashmutz a person, even if it turns out there is a Toelis, nevertheless, it's still the Aveira. So he says, Taba kavana kashim avur b'va mitziyah b'gemara l'tzichav gav dish v'shmei. So if the Chavetz Chaim seems to be leaning that it's not only that you thought you're doing an Aveira and you're punished, but you actually did do an Aveira of Lashon Hara, even though there was a tremendous accomplishment by what you said. But you said, thinking that you're belittling, you're being Magana, you're degrading another Jew, so therefore, it's considered that you did the Aveira actually of Lashon Hara.
And the person you asked, so he also gets an Aveira?
What?
The person that didn't tell you my...
Yes, he gets an Aveira because he was machshel him. He caused him to do an Aveira of Lashon Hara. Right.
In this case, both.
Right. He gets the Aveira for saying Lashon Hara. I get the Aveira for causing him to say the Lashon Hara.
Because
I... Even though you got a benefit. So then the Chavetz Chaim says...
Why don't we assume that he was asking for a toilet?
Because we're Jew, we're human and we know the truth. The Al Yoshev Halvai, people would be only like that. But Al Yoshev Olav HaKoyre. Olai HaKoyre. So then the Chavetz Chaim says, but now that I'm telling you all these halachas, that if you want to know about going into a partnership, going into business, so you're going to say, thank you, Chavetz Chaim. You're telling me that it's mutter for me to say that if I want to hire the guy, I should say, I'm thinking of hiring the guy, And therefore, now tell me what the truth is. But he says, Shekivin Shashel Yigalalei Shadov Negeloi Lezinin. If you're going to say the reason why I'm asking is because of a shidduch, or I'm asking because I want to know if I should hire him, lo yirtzel hashiv lo klum, he's not going to want to answer. Because I don't want to get involved in, you know, in breaking up a shidduch. I don't want to get involved in making this guy lose a job, and then you're going to hear about it. He's going to come back against me. So the Chavetz Chaim says, so you're going to have a tain on me. So he says, Afan Yashiv Lai. So the Chavetz Chaim says, but I'll tell that guy, so what? Let's say it's taka true. Are you allowed to cause a guy to do an avera just because you want to make money? Loshinhar is the same avera. So you're not going to know whether you should hire him. So if you don't know whether you should hire this guy, you're allowed to give a guy something treif to eat, if that would help you out. So he says, and then he says, and then the Chavetz Chaim tells us, hopefully we'll see tomorrow, that the truth is, you're not going to suffer. You won't suffer. You'll get the good information.